Okay, let's go back to the centralized intercept tape of February 1977, recorded from Manhattan on a cassette machine. Everything we've heard so far, except for a brief call from my west side line to Norfolk, uses a crossbar tandem that lets you hear the MFs as the gateway to the long-distance network. However, my east side crossbar 5 line had three gateways to the long-distance network. One of them was Forest Hills, the crossbar tandem that we'd been getting from my east side line up to this point. Forest Hills, however, is not the largest or main tandem in New York City. The largest and main tandem in New York City is actually two tandems, and the two switches are known as New York 4
212
and New York 7
2123.
Now my east side crossbar 5 sends area code 915 in western Texas directly to the New York 7 4A, as well it should, because Forest Hills doesn't have trunks to any 915 points. It would just have to put everything on New York 7 anyway, and so my east side crossbar 5 just goes directly to New York 7. My direct New York 7 trunks are wire, unlike the T-carrier between Forest Hills and New York 7, so it's much better to go directly to New York 7 for these calls that are going to end up going through there anyway. On our last calls to centralized intercept, we were going out on a crossbar tandem, ta-da-da, to a 4A, tick. This call is the opposite. Here's El Paso centralized intercept via New York 7 4A
2123
to the El Paso crossbar tandem
9154
to a number 5 crossbar.
Special announcement in both the English and Spanish language. Este es un anuncio especial en grabado en inglés y en español. The number you have reached is not assigned at this time. May I repeat, the number you have reached is not an assigned number. El número que ha marcado no está asignado. Repito, el número que ha marcado no está asignado.
Southeast. 543-0000.
543-0000. Is a vacant number.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, it's true. When your gateway to the long-distance network is a 4A, your call doesn't start out with the beautiful sound of MFs. Here's how that last one progresses. My crossbar 5 sends 10 digits to New York 7 4A, which sends 7 digits to El Paso crossbar tandem, which sends 5 digits into a crossbar 5. Now, the reason I refer to this group of calls as tick followed by ta-da-da is, of course, that the New York 7 4A cuts through with a tick, and the crossbar tandem cuts through with ta-da-da. Actually, in that particular example, the last duh kind of wasn't there, and it really was taken up by the crossbar 5 that we were calling making noises, but I don't want to be that picky. El Paso homes on Sweetwater.
9152.
And Sweetwater homes on Dallas.
2141.
New York 7, being a sectional center, will of course try El Paso, then Sweetwater, then Dallas, then White Plains, its own regional. Here's another one that fits the same pattern. Quebec City, via New York 7 4A.
2123.
Quebec crossbar tandem.
Just
to a crossbar 5.
Je regrette, il n'y a pas de service au numéro que vous avez composé. Ceci est un message enregistré. I am sorry, but there is no service for the number you have dialed. This is a recording. Je regrette, il n'y a pas de service au numéro que vous avez composé. Ceci est un message enregistré. I am sorry, but there is no service for the number you have dialed. This is a recording.
Quebec City, homes on Montreal.
5141.
And so New York 7 would alternate route it through Montreal, and then, if all else fails, White Plains.
9141.
For whatever reason, the Quebec intercept concentrator was just cutting us off instead of putting us through to an operator that day. I don't know whether that was an error or by design, but it was happening every time, so let's move on to Rockford, Illinois, area code 815, via New York 7 4A, Rockford Crossbar Tandem
8154
to a number 1 ESS. Now, we heard this concentrator before in part 3, and that was via Hempstead Crossbar Tandem to Norway 4A. Now we're getting the opposite kind of route, New York 7 4A to Rockford Crossbar Tandem. But the rest of it sounds very much the same.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you think you might have dialed incorrectly, please try your call again. May I repeat? The number you have reached is not a working number. Thank you.
Please.
Yeah, 963-0000.
963-0000. I'm sorry, there's no such number.
Yeah, I'm testing operator. What city is this?
What city are you? Did you reach, you mean?
What centralized intercept did I reach here?
In Peoria.
Peoria, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, the automatic volume control on this is really starting to get on my nerves. I mean, just listen to what it does to the ring. Fortunately, we didn't use this particular recorder with its AVC set that way for most of our tapes, just this one, and then I heard the tape later and said, oh my god. Anyway, Rockford Crossbar Tandem homes on the Norway 4A.
8151.
So New York 7 would have used Norway and then White Plains, had the Rockford drunks been busy. Now here's the San Diego centralized intercept via New York 7-4A, San Diego Crossbar Tandem 7145 to a step.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time, and there is no new number. Please be sure you have checked the telephone directory for the right number and are dialing correctly. This is a recording. The number you have reached is not in service at this time, and there is no new number.
This repeated over and over. I hung up on it after the fourth repetition, and I don't know whether it ever would have gone to an operator. Had the trunks to San Diego Crossbar Tandem been busy, New York 7 would have used San Diego 4A.
7143.
And after that, the regional in San Bernardino.
7141.
This next call is to Operator Intercept in Amarillo, Texas. Now, we called El Paso before, and one little-known fact is that El Paso, prior to the very early 80s, was served by Mountain Bell, not Southwestern Bell. But Amarillo is served by Southwestern Bell, and being Southwestern Bell, Operator Intercept is handled in a different way from the rest of the country, because Southwestern uses a thing called the MIS, the Mechanized Intercept System. This is made by IBM. It is the last and most advanced incarnation of their semi-automatic intercept systems. There was an SAIS in Brooklyn, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., and also in the Southwestern territories until this newer version came out in 1972. Like the other SAIS systems, this one can work in concert with the centralized intercept, which is what it's doing here. But the same system can also work on a fully automated basis so that when you just dial a number, the central office can send the number forward to the system and have it work similar to AIS. So this is a versatile transition system that in many ways I can see why they went with it, because I've watched a lot of the transition from centralized intercept to AIS, and it's a kludge. With this, however, it's designed to work in concert with centralized intercept, so it does offer the best of both worlds. And here it is operating the older way, the semi-automatic way. So here's Amarillo, Operator Intercept, area code 806, via New York 74A,
2123,
Amarillo Crossbar Tandem,
8062,
to a step.
Thank you. The number you dialed, 355-9999, is not a working number. Please consult your directory and dial again. This is a recording. Please consult your directory and dial again.
The operator was supposed to return to the line, but I think she just hung up. Amarillo,
8062.
Like Sweetwater,
9152.
Homes on Dallas,
2141.
Next, Billings, Montana, Operator Intercept, via New York 74A, Billings Crossbar Tandem,
4062.
To a Crossbar 5.
That is one of our test numbers now, sir. Who is it listed to?
Yeah, what I was looking was for a test number. However, this number should be going to Machine Intercept. Do you have a number there? Are you using books or are you computerized over there?
Books.
Yeah, books. Could you give me a 656 number that's disconnected permanently or vacant so I can test Machine Intercept?
Okay, just a minute.
Six five six five five seven two,
sir, is a disconnect.
656-5572.
Yes. Thank you so much. Now, at first glance, that seemed like standard centralized operator intercept. She even had an old-fashioned intercept book. But this next call to a machine intercept number in that same Billings, Montana crossbar 5 reveals that they don't even have a real intercept concentrator in this far-flung place. They've done something very, very odd. The call goes through normally, New York 7 to the Billings crossbar tandem to the crossbar 5. You hear the ring trip. And that's when it gets weird, because you begin to hear sounds associated with a number one ESS line. And what they've done is that rather than having an intercept concentrator, they have created a special class of service in the ESS switch in the same building, which is a hotline to intercept service. It's actually a phone line that when you pick it up, instead of getting a dial tone, you get a recording, which then cuts through to an operator. And just to make life more entertaining, after the operator is finished talking, the darn thing times out and recycles again. So instead of getting a new dial tone, the whole thing starts over again. So this is the hotline to nowhere, which they set up in the ESS in lieu of a real intercept concentrator. Billings, Montana, from my east side line via New York 7, Billings crossbar tandem
4062
to a crossbar 5 with a special hotline to nowhere ESS line taking the place of a real intercept concentrator.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Billings ESS. We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Billings ESS.
What number are you dialing, please?
656-5572.
That number has been disconnected.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Billings ESS. We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Billings ESS.
What number did you dial? What number did you dial, please? Hello? May I have the number you dialed?
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected.
And so on ad infinitum. I don't know if you missed this, but did you hear that burst of ball-busting city ring that sounded like it was coming out of New York? See, if they had a real intercept concentrator, we could have heard more of that. Billings crossbar tandem homes on Denver 3, 4A.
3031.
New York 7, had the trunks been busy, would have gone to Denver 3, and then finally White Plains. Now let's see, that's it for the tick-ta-da-da calls, in other words, the ones that go out on a New York 4A to a distant crossbar tandem. What do we do next? How about tick-ta-da-da-ta-da-da? There was only one of those that I found that day when I was calling Centralized Intercept, and that was Windsor, Ontario. From my east side line, via New York 7, London, Ontario, crossbar tandem,
5194,
to the Windsor, Ontario, crossbar tandem, 5196, to a step. The trunk from London to Windsor has a terrible hissing noise on it, and I really should have hung up and dialed back. Sheesh. You know, I said that word sheesh spontaneously, but that's actually a good impression of the noise on that line. I assure you, all calls to that area did not sound like that. I just got a really bad trunk from London to Windsor. But it would have been a fairly resonant connection because of the fact that London, Ontario was in the middle. And that's a crossbar tandem, which is a two-wire switch that means the two directions of the connection are combined, causing resonance. Here's how that one progresses. My crossbar 5 MFs 10 digits to New York 7, which MFs 7 digits to London, which MFs 7 digits to Windsor, which appears to be dial pulsing 4 digits to the step. You can hear the gonging. Windsor does home on London.
5194.
Which homes on Toronto.
4162.
Which homes on Montreal. So New York 7 could go all the way up the chain and even use white planes, if necessary, to get through. The last call went out from a 4A in New York to a crossbar tandem in Ontario to another crossbar tandem in Ontario. Now here's a slight variation on that route. In this case, the tandem in the middle is a 4A in Ontario. This is a call to centralized intercept in Kitchener, Ontario, via New York 7,
2123,
Toronto 4A,
4162.
Kitchener crossbar tandem, 5195, to a crossbar 5. Here's how that call goes through. New York 7. Toronto 4A. Kitchener crossbar tandem. To a crossbar 5. The main reason I avoided using my West Side line for these long distance tapes was that its main gateway was a new foray called New York 6.
21249.
It was in the same building as New York 7, but it was a tiny little thing by comparison to the giant super tandem that New York 4 and 7 made together. And so it kind of spoiled the fun of entering the long-distance network from New York City, because you either want to go out on a crossbar tandem like Forest Hills or Bronx and hear the tones, or you want to go out on New York 4 or 7, which are so huge that they have trunks to everything. New York 6 only had trunks to a few things. So why be in New York? You might as well be in Nashville or something. In any event, here is a call that was dialed from my West Side line, and this is a good use of it because my West Side crossbar 5 goes to New York 6, which ends up just sending the call to New York 7, which is in the same building anyway. So this is two forays in New York connecting through to two crossbar tandems in Texas. Here's Lubbock Centralized Intercept from my West Side line via New York 6 foray
21249
to New York 7 foray
21123
to Amarillo crossbar tandem
8062
to Lubbock crossbar tandem to a step. So it's tick, tick, the second tick brings the carrier noise on, ta-da-da, and then ta-da-da.
Sorry, but the number you have reached is not in service. Please be sure you are calling the correct number. Thank you. This is a recording. I'm sorry, but the number you have reached is not in service. Please be sure you are calling the correct number. Thank you. This is a recording.
Wait a minute, please. Wait a minute, it's down.
Don't know why I didn't talk on some of these. Anyway, the Lubbock crossbar tandem homes on Amarillo, and you know the rest of the ladder from there. That homes on Dallas, and so New York 7 could use Amarillo or Dallas or White Plains to get through. If the call did go to Dallas, Dallas could use Lubbock or Amarillo to get through. Now, my West Side phone line, on which I made that last call, is not entirely useless. In fact, within the state of New York, it still is on the old routing pattern, and for that reason I'm going to use it to call area code 315 upstate. The next segment will be an in-depth exploration of that area, and one feature that the 315 area has is a lot of crossbar 5 tandems, which is something I haven't officially demonstrated yet, though there were a number of those in part 4. A large percentage of the class 4 tandems in the network were number 5 crossbar, and there's a whole bunch of those coming up next.